Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill now because it's Super Bowl. And if you don't have your recipe perfected, test it today and perfect it tomorrow because you're not going to want to have the buddies over and be trying out something for the first time. So just a little tip from Jop. But I am Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, so we got a little bad news on the Bonefish Grill silent auction. Bonefish Corporate's not going to let us bring weapons into the restaurant for the auction. So,
did they get a tip on us or something?
I think Homeland Security or something. I don't know. But the vans aren't following us anymore. That's the best part.
Right.
So thanks to Mike Thorpe, the proprietor and chef owner at the Grand Rapids Bonefish. Mike's still donating all those prizes. He simply can't get it past his legal team to let him to let us go walking in with a bunch of Henrys slung over our shoulders. I don't know what the heck's wrong with those people.
Well, I get it. But Bonefish is still a great partner, and we're going to make this thing work later in the year. Rest assured, we're going to auction off these two Henry rifles, and they're still going to be on display down at Allen Bob Sports on Division south of 28th Street. So you just have a little bit longer to go down there and check them out. But stay tuned on that one because we're actually absolutely going to raffle those things off for GI Barbecue.
Yeah, and as long as we're talking about change of plans, we might have to make another change of plan, and we might have to distribute all this product for GI Barbecue to bases in the U.S. because a lot of the pushback I've been getting from the military is now starting to surface, and it appears that their big concern is that because they're winding down so much over there, they're not shipping anything else like that over there, and they're really trying to dissuade us. So we may have to rethink that plan and find U.S. bases to put this product in, which, you know, I guess is okay, too, if that's the best we can do, because that way it'll be somewhere we can keep an eye on it.
Well, and here's an idea. This is right off the cuff, and I'm not saying we're doing this, but a lot of these guys and gals are coming back from their tour,
and they'll finish out their service here.
Yeah, and wouldn't it be cool to have a welcome home party and throw a big barbecue? We're still serving the same people we were going to serve anyway. We're just doing it on USA soil. We're going to investigate that, guys, because this is not a bait and switch anything. We just ran into a really heavy roadblock with the military.
Well, it's been
and we're going to make this thing work.
It's been a 7-month roadblock, actually, and I think it's time to get this product in the right hands. Because we just about got our money fulfillment here, so I think we're going to rethink it and we're going to publicize it as we go along. But sometimes that's what you have to do. You have to shift gears if the plan isn't working out the way you want it to. And we've had so much participation and so much help that we want to make sure this all goes to a good cause and to the troops, which is our goal, and we're going to make sure that happens.
Which it absolutely will.
Yep.
You have our word on that, and it will be very publicized when it happens. But anyway, Bob, we've had a new sponsor come on, our friends at Snap Fitness, and you mentioned being able to fit in that plane seat a little bit better in the earlier segment, and they might have something to do with it because you've been spending some time at Snap.
I have, and I have to give my wife credit because she got me going to this boot camp thing she was doing. And that made me realize how out of shape I was when after a half hour of heavy workout, I was, you know, I had 5 gallons of sweat in my clothing.
Right.
So and then, you know, we used to have a family membership at Snap, and it just made me investigate that. So I went down and talked to them, and they actually, figuring out what you and I do, they wanted to come on as sponsors. So we kind of made a joint package out of it, and we get to use their gyms, and they're also sponsoring us. So the good thing is I can feel the effect already. I was in the shower just the other day, and we had this mirror, and
is getting creepy.
Yeah, I'm looking. You know how you check yourself out in the mirror and see what's ugly and what's not.
I don't have a mirror in my shower. Fong, you got a mirror in your shower,
well,
brother?
No, right in the bathroom when I come out of it.
I wouldn't be caught dead with a mirror in my shower.
Right, exactly.
No way. No way.
It's a two-way mirror, Fonger. It's a duplex in that trailer hood. So anyway, I'm looking down, and I see something kind of hard. And I'm like,
it's getting creepier.
What the heck
Come
is
on,
that?
Bob.
And you know what? The fat's burning off, and I can see my core. I'm actually seeing my core.
Okay.
There's been so much fat over my core, it's just been you know, pale white skin jiggling. And now I'm seeing...
Not gigolo, but jiggling.
I'm actually seeing, like, yeah, my core, dude.
Cool.
It's awesome.
Well, I'm glad you're excited.
I am.
Rest assured, there's no mirror in my shower.
I did want to scare you with the walking out and seeing something hard, though. That was...
Okay.
So, anyway, SnapFit. Here's the SnapFit Minute for this week. And this comes to us from a lovely lady at one of the Snap Fitnesses. I can't find her name, but doesn't matter. So here's her suggestion. Grilling kebabs because they're a healthy choice and you get a variety of lean proteins and assortment of nutrient-dense veggies. Okay? Jop and I are all over kebabs. We do them...
All outdoor parties
yeah,
should have kebabs.
Every
so
event,
easy to serve.
Thanks to Charlie Jabor.
Yeah.
Okay. And to lose your gut... Incorporate kebabs into your weekly menu in this exercise challenge. When you put kebabs on the grill, do a 30 to 60 second plank. You ever do a plank?
Flank or plank?
Okay. A plank is where you get on your elbows and your tiptoes and you just make yourself firm. You make yourself into a plank.
I see.
And you stay there for as long as you can. So she's saying do a 30 to 60 second plank and then you get up and rotate your shish kebab and do another plank. So you're planking in between your turn and your shish kebabs.
Okay.
Planking is really good. When I said my core's starting to get tough again. We started doing planks a couple months ago before we even did the boot camp because the Inmans at church, you know, they're big on planking and they're like total fit. And so
I want to so
get that body.
You're so far out of my league, Bob.
I want to get that
get
body
it,
back. Hey, we're going to head to, you know, the pool's going to be open in like 3 months.
Yep.
So
I don't have one of those in my backyard
either. I don't want
either.
The big gut anymore.
No mirror in the shower, no pool in the backyard.
Okay.
So let's talk about flank steak while you're planking.
Mr. Producer, is he not the ultimate Segway guy? We should buy him a Segway to ride around town in.
I tell you, his use of euphemisms are just off through the roof today. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh.
So anyway, Bob, and it, with all seriousness, yeah. You do make a pretty dang good flank steak. We served some up at Houghton Lake when we were up Tip Uptown, and you want to talk about the seagulls coming out of the air.
Yeah,
there were people coming from everywhere.
So I ordered one just last week when I was in California. This client of mine took me to his country club, which
well,
was
yes.
really nice. Yes,
only the guys that have done planks
very,
are allowed to
very
go to the
private,
country club.
Very private, and as well as enjoying this beautiful cabs. So I ordered the flank steak or the plank steak,
right.
And it came. They grilled it to perfection. I mean, I don't know what they did for seasoning, but I was totally in love with it, and the wine helped. But it was they had about a 3 or 4 inch swath of it grilled, and they took it and wrapped it kind of like a blanket around this beautiful stack of this awesome rice with a bunch of veggies and onions. And you commented on the picture I put.
Yeah, right.
So they wrapped it around, and you know, talking about a presentation. There's a way to take a small piece of meat, inexpensive meat, put it around something, and sell it to a guy for $35.
Right. Would only been $25, but the wine that came with it.
Oh, no.
It was a happy meal is what that was.
No, they comped us on all the wine because this guy I was with is like one of the founders. So.
Oh, very cool.
Yes. Yeah. So.
Well, if you get comped wine, you must be a man, so it's time for a little man law. Now you're a man!
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue from Saranac, Michigan. And women who claim they love to watch sports must be treated as spies until they demonstrate knowledge of the game and the ability to pick a buffalo wing clean.
Absolutely,
that's
baby.
A rerun from a few weeks ago, but it's perfect for Super Bowl.
Absolutely it is. I talked to Tony from Vicky's pasty on the way here today. And he's doing well, and he wanted to know if what we were doing for Super Bowl and if we wanted any pasties. And
I said, not a bad idea.
There you go. And we can grill us up some of those as well.
We'll be sleeping by halftime if all this food.
Yeah, you're going to lock the door and leave me out on the deck grilling. I can smell it coming. But that's okay. I'll be happy and you'll be hungry.
Yeah, so don't forget to go to GIBBQ.com and help us finish off this load wherever we ship this equipment, stateside or war side. And like our page on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. And, of course, our website is thegrillinguys.com. And there's all sorts of recipes on there. It's actually a blog. You can ask questions. You can poke me and Jop and drop a load on there and just see if there's something you want to ask us or bug us about. And by all means, do hit us up.
Thanks for listening. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, enjoy the game, be safe about it, and we'll talk with you next week.